perfectly blue afternoon here in Crystal Palace Park as a car races towards me. I believe it's a white Ford Escort, a classic, as it turns this corner to join the old motor racing circuit here on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Of course, familiar maybe to viewers of Grandstand in the 70s, a fixture on the motor racing calendar back in the 1970s, but it's remained very quiet for the past 40 years, apart from these hill races, and they really do draw out the crowds.
Fantastic location. It is. For have a little race circuit in the middle of this park is lovely. No, there's so many different things that happen in this park. It's nice to see it being used for
something different. Like this. Yeah.
I was here at the mini run last weekend, weekend before maybe.
These things are, when you go to a dedicated circuit, you've got the circuit and dust and grandstands and what have you. These places where you can walk around on the grass, that's half the charm.
And are you from London?
Yes. London. I'm only from Stroud, just at the road basically.
All right.
Yeah.
So is it quite nice to have this sort of thing on
your
door?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. I've come here the last couple of years now.
Third
year this is. Yeah. It's good. It's good that they've got the course down again, yeah.
I came 2 years ago when it first started and thought, come back and have a look this year, you know. Seemed like it was going to be a nice day today, so we thought it was ideal. Nice day in the park, you know, with the cars and that. It's a good setting for it.
It's quite unusual within the M25 to have this sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a nice location, really, in the park. You wouldn't know you were in London.
Well, there's a short break in the racing for this afternoon here at Crystal Palace, and if you know the park, I'm stood on the terrace here where the actual Crystal Palace used to be, in the shade of the transmitter at the top of the stairs, looking down on row upon row of beautiful cars. There's some Porsches I can see, some Austins, some MGs, some Reliance over there, and over in the distance, in the shade of some trees, is the paddock where all the drivers are coming in from their latest runs.
Yesterday, I did a 40-62 yesterday, so trying to beat that today. So I've done a couple of little bits to the car last night and trying to make some improvements, but I haven't gone quicker yet this morning.
And what are you driving? What is it?
It's a Mazda MX-5 with a Cosworth supercharger that we've put together and done some work to. So
is it nice to have something like this in London?
Yeah, it's good to have something local. I used to do quite a lot of rallying, but most of what we did was either Wales or Scotland or Ireland, and there was nothing really local that we could put our name on our car and get local people involved with.
This is yet 115 Martin Sansom in the 2005 vintage Mazda MX-5 supercharged. Oh, he's very late and he's very sideways.
This is a Lotus Exige Mark 1.
How is it out there today driving?
A bit slippery. That's why I did a little detour.
Not perfect, that, but is that the heat or is that?
I think it is the heat. It's great fun. I mean, it's tremendous with all the crowd around it. You can see all the crowd and all the people enjoying it and being such marvellous weather.
It's the Lotus Exige up next, and this car has been quick in the first couple of runs. Good exit from the chicane, just nipped out of our view again.
What are you driving here? What have you got?
It's a Subaru Impreza 1999 Turbo.
And so is it quite nice to be able to do this sort of thing?
Yeah, just drive from my home, 20 minutes away. I park here, look at all the other cars, watch them sprinting within London postcodes. It's amazing. Okay, and to be able to drive on part of the original historic circuit is quite good as well.
Yeah, and how are your times so far?
I'd rather not say at the moment.
But you're confident?
I came second in class yesterday, and I'm... There's one more run to go, and I'm not saying anything.
Chris Beresford knows his way around now because he's had a couple of goes at it, and certainly he's giving it lots of wheel, lots of welly, and lots of stick. Whether that's going to improve on his previous best time, of course, we'll find out in just a moment.
It's a Lotus 7 Series 1A, built in 1959. It's a nice course, and I do it for fun now. If I win, I win, you know.
Yeah.
And here is lovely because of the surroundings and everything else. Yeah, it's great. It's in the middle of a very highly populated area, and so obviously lots of people, A, have never seen races before, and B, you know, get to see it then. I mean, I'm old enough to have been here when there was a proper racetrack here, and when they heard they were reviving it, I thought, well, I've got to go, you know.
Car 91 with John Hunt at the helm leaves the start line on his way up now to the top of our course. So he's taken this car everywhere, and it's always seen him through well. I would suggest it's going well